So welcome to Once Upon a Mic. My name's Kaylee.
And I'm Hunter.
And we are the lovely husband and wife duo coming at you today. So today we just kind of figured we'd kind of just talk about ourselves a little bit, as we're probably going to do often.
Yes.
But not all the time. and just kind of give you guys like a quick rundown of some fun facts, some obscure things to kind of get you to really know who we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Kaylee said, this is our first podcast, so kind of like a test, I guess you'd say. But we're professionals,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
This ain't my first rodeo. We're just gonna five obscure facts. So I guess I'll go first. So like I just said, this is not my first experience speaking to a microphone. I actually am a part of the radio at my university, which is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. Our audience is a whopping like 5 people. So,
hey, more than this one's got.
Right. It's kind of cool. So we play all throughout the union at the university and stuff. So couple of viewers, kind of a big deal. People are forced to listen. And again, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. So my first kind of fun little fact about me. I was in a movie. I know, movie star over here. You guys so lucky to have me. I was in a movie called Feed the Fish. They did some filming. We live here in Wisconsin. And they did some filming kind of, I think, Door County-ish area. But anyway, that was around when I was like 7 or 9. Let me be real. I'm in one scene. You can maybe see me for 2 seconds, but I'm there.
It still counts.
I am there. In my future IMDb, is that?
Yeah, crazy? Yeah.
That's going to be there, so keep an eye out for that.
Don't mean to brag. I wish I was in a movie. That's way cooler than anything I've ever done.
I didn't get paid or anything for it. My experience was the pay, so.
Working off of my last fact, the radio, I also did live announcements at our high school. Keelan and I went to the same high school, just so you guys know. and that was a lot of fun, too. So that was actually, live announcements was my, or the announcements was my first intro to, like, speaking, I guess, in public. And it was a lot of fun. So ever since I started doing the live announcements, that's kind of like what built my passion for performing arts.
What did you do in the live announcements? What were you?
My 8th grade year, we did something called The Tech Ninjas. Neat. I had my own little segment called The Tech Corner. And I basically just told people about like the latest technology.
Yeah.
It was very cheesy. It was like, it was cringe. But it was a lot of fun. Then my freshman year, I was the on-scene reporter. I'd walk around interviewing people at the school, and I was not good.
No, you were good.
No.
It was, the content was cringy. You weren't necessarily the part that made it cringy. You were cringy, but you weren't the reason it was cringy.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because I remember there was a lot of dead air and stuff like that when I'd be like, okay, cool. Blink, blink, stuff like that. So then I started working on it. And then my sophomore year is when I started becoming one of the anchors.
Right.
And then my sophomore, junior, and senior year, I was the anchor. And that's when I started really kind of understanding how it worked. And it was a lot of fun. So that's where I got my start onto the video side of it. It was a lot of fun. I really highly recommend if you get the chance. It's super cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I guess my next little fun little tidbit, and this one's kind of like a double one, a 2-for-1 special, if you will, because Hunter and I, although it was my idea,
right.
We participated in the Disney College Program, where we worked at Walt Disney World. And they just kind of give you whatever job that they have.
Right.
So I was a custodian, and what did you do, Hunter?
I was outdoor vending, which sounds way cooler than it is, I guess. It actually doesn't sound cool at all. So
ice cream and popcorn.
Hey,
sometimes hot dogs.
Sometimes and pretzels. Oh, I made the pretzels. It was a lot of fun.
But Anyway, so like that was obviously really cool, right. But I think we both agree the coolest part about that was we joined the cast choir.
We sure did.
Which performed for the candlelight processional in Epcot, which is where a celebrity comes in and they do a retelling of the story of Jesus's birth. And where the part there's a big orchestra, there's a choir singing in the background. So you kind of gotta like pick like what celebrities you wanna like be on stage with. So. We were on stage with the one and only Olaf.
Yeah.
Josh Gad.
It was so cool.
That was a cool experience. And maybe we'll actually really talk about that someday.
Right. Kind of give our DCP experience. We got a lot of stories. We were there for 6 months. And let me tell you, I racked up a lot of experiences. But we also, Isabella Rossellini was also, we also performed with her.
As Gen Z, we didn't really know her
that well. Apparently she was in Friends.
As the TV episode, show,
they were talking about her, and I was like, we saw her.
Yeah,
we're basically famous by association,
right? Because like we were in presence of them, right? So, right, it's no big deal.
And it was so cool because Josh Gad looked at us.
Yeah,
like
he would turn around and like look at the choir when we were singing, and he just looked like he was in awe. He was having fun. Cool.
And he made like his jokes, and you know, he said warm hugs for all, and it was like stop. It was so cool. He's so personable, but dream. I would love to be Josh Gad.
Okay, we'll work on that.
One day. It was such a cool experience. Mm-hmm. We had to go to rehearsals like once a week.
Yeah.
For we auditioned in August, right?
Yeah, we auditioned in August, and of course, I think they start in, like, the week of Thanksgiving. They start the actual, like, performances.
Right.
We were, like, middle of December is when we performed.
Yeah, and again, it was so cool. Like, we actually got to, like our, I guess, the directors, like, the coaches, I would almost say.
Yeah.
Because they weren't, like, the director of the show. They would just come in and teach you how to sing the songs. Mm-hmm. But these were actually like Disney professionals. Like some of them were what they call Dapper Dans, who performed on Main Street at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So like real performers, real people, part of their Voices of Liberty team, which was their Disney's paid choir, basically. Super, super cool. Like these people are professionals. Mm-hmm. You know, they get paid for this.
Yeah.
And we sang alongside of them and they taught us stuff. It was super, super neat. So.
And it's really great to be able to say we were performers for Disney.
Right.
One of the biggest entertainment companies.
It was so cool.
Ever.
Right. People paid thousands of dollars to come see us.
Come see us.
Right. Just specifically. again, yeah, such a cool experience and highly recommend. If you ever get the chance to go see it. It was so cool. They do it, obviously, around Christmas. 30 days. We only did a total of 4 shows, but there's 30 days of performances, I believe.
Sure, yeah.
Something like that. And so cool. But anyway, we've got a lot to say about that. So, I guess my next fact, one of them was the candlelight processional. So we'll count that as my fact there.
There we go.
So I guess we'll skip that one then. Working off of my high school experience, I actually did a lot of theater as well in high school. So did Kaylee.
Yes.
Which my next fact also is related to that.
So hold on.
Hold on to yours. I did a lot of theater. I never acted before. I did live announcements, obviously, and it was a lot of fun. So my mom was like, you should do the musical. And I was like, fine, whatever. It's like the day before. I go to the choir teacher and I'm like, so, like, what do I do? And, you know, I needed a monologue and a song. So I picked Here in My Garage, it was a YouTube ad from like 2016 or something like that. It was a guy who bought a Lamborghini and was basically selling his online webinar. And it was a meme. Everybody liked it. And so I memorized it, and I did that as my monologue.
Mm-hmm.
And then my song was Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up, which I genuinely did not know that was a Rickroll. Like,
oh my gosh.
I did not know. And so I show up to this thing and I Rickroll the audience. And not on purpose. I was like, I don't know, I like this song.
And where did that get you? All that hard work.
I actually got a lead my freshman year, my first time auditioning. They put me as the bad guy, so maybe they knew what they were doing. Yeah, so I was the villain of the story. Oklahoma. Everybody's favorite musical.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Come sweeping down the plane. Mm-hmm. For the record,
I hate Oklahoma.
Kaylee hates Oklahoma.
I just want to put that out there.
I didn't mind it. I couldn't tell you the story.
I couldn't either. Honestly, we were both in it.
Yeah, no idea. We spent how many hours?
Yep.
Practicing.
I couldn't even name one song besides "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning."
Right. Oklahoma.
Oh my God.
Right? You mean the song Oklahoma?
I know.
So it was, yes, it was a crazy experience. After that, I also did, they had spring plays, they had one acts. All of that was super fun. I performed in all of them except for one show that they did, which was my freshman year one act, and that's because I didn't know it was a thing. So
that's what everybody says, and that drives me crazy.
Because they don't advertise it.
No, they do, because how would I... Okay, we'll talk about this later. Yeah, I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Anyway, I'm just going to continue.
It was so much fun, and I did that all the way up until my senior year. So, and... theater is just, it's such a fun experience.
Do you have any other memorable roles?
Let's see. So I played, so this is my next fact.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No. Here we go. Okay. So I played the dad alongside my future wife.
That's not even what I was
talking about. As the mom. That's actually, so I met Kaylee, my wife, in theater at the high school. Mm-hmm. So the drama teacher paired us up as the mom and dad. And I think she did that on purpose, because she knew that a few years later we were getting married. Before I even talked to her. So
I like that story. That's a cute story. But I was talking about when you played a title role in your senior musical.
Oh, yeah. So my senior year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. obviously, it was the people I met along the way.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But my senior year, I played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. That was right before COVID.
Like
our show, weeks before, our show finished, like, yeah,
March. Yeah.
And we went virtual in March. Like, it was close, but we sold out the theater and stuff like that. So, like, we were still able, you know, like, I think if we did all that work and it was canceled, I would have been devastated.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just got it out. Super fun musical. I really enjoy it. All right,
Kaylee. That's great. Kind of along the same realms, like you mentioned, theater acting, we both love it. When I was younger, I was in a lot of theater productions. I was in 3 a year from 6th grade through 12th grade. But really cool things. I was the only, like, there was another stage crew person, but I was the only, like, actor on stage who had been in all 12 shows throughout high school in my grade. And a lot of them were like, well, I didn't know about one act. But, okay, how did I know then? Like, if they didn't tell people, how would I know? So they definitely did talk about it.
And I think it could have been advertised more, but even then.
Would you have done it, though?
No, if,
exactly.
I wouldn't have
done it.
I only did musical because my mom made me.
Exactly. So, okay, but then you fell in love with it.
Right. Then I was like, wow, this is actually a lot of fun.
But yeah.
Same way I found out about Disney.
Yeah.
I didn't care about Disney. And then my wife is a big fan. So then I was.
Yep. Anyway.
Anyway.
So. Yeah. So I was in every single show. I was never like an important person in the show. But gee, did I have fun. I did have fun. It was truly like a great time. Mm-hmm. And I miss it. And I think about it all the time. Anyway. So my senior year, the first one act that Hunter and I were in together, I was a few different characters. I wasn't a lead. There are only two leads in the show, but I was like, I talked a lot for sure. But at the one act competition, which is where you kind of like have to go through like district and sectionals to get to state, and at state they give you awards, and I got an outstanding actor award.
Yes.
And that when I remember when they called my name, I genuinely went, what? because I was like, there were two leads in the show and everyone else was like supporting and stuff. So I was like, oh my God, like how on earth did I get this? And then a few more people got it too, which I was really happy for because that was just really cool. Just right. Like, 'cause we were like that good of a cast. But anyway, and then I also won at the end of my senior year, the drama club, like all around theater award because I had been in the most shows. I was always a part of the drama club. My senior year, I was the treasurer for the drama club. So I was just really involved. And that kind of explains why I'm like super obnoxious because like you kind of have to be obnoxious.
You have to stand out.
Theater. Exactly. Right. You do. So yeah.
No, that's theater again is such a, I wish everybody could, you know, experience like the community that you build in theater.
Well, I think you kind of get that. Like some people with sports, I don't know.
Right.
I'm assuming. I played
not
like
a sports person either.
Softball and soccer in elementary school, and right. I stopped for a reason. You can find that community anywhere, but definitely in theater. That was a great outlet for a lot of things.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. It's like such a fun time, such a fun thing to get to do. And it's really cool, like, at the end, because you're, like, for musicals, we'd start, like, what, November?
Yeah.
So we'd start November, and then our musicals would, like, we'd start putting on the show, like, February?
Yeah.
So, like, it's months of work that you're putting in.
And to kind of, like, go back even for one act you start in September, it goes through November, then right after that ends, you start musical that goes through February, and then that ends, and then you start spring play and that goes through end of April. So
you're always doing something.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And then like at the end of it, like once the show is done, or like once you're like, you're like, wow, like all this work finally, and then when it's done, you're like, wow, like it's over.
Yeah.
You know, like it's really sad because again, like you made so many friends, and a lot of these people your friends with are seniors and stuff like that too, so it's like they're gone.
Yeah,
you know, obviously you still have the rest of the year with them, but like it's different, you know, because you were like with these people after school, which I think is a completely different vibe.
Yeah,
you know, like than being like, oh, I'm seeing them in choir, or you know, I'm seeing them in math, you know.
Yeah.
Like seeing them after school, like I don't know, it's crazy. So
I don't know about you, but like in my I've never been like remotely popular in school by any means. I was always like, oh hey, you're so and so's friend, right? I was always a sidekick. But anyway, in like theater and stuff, I kind of felt like a cool kid. Like I would make jokes, I would have a good time. I was hilarious. And
I thought Kaylee was the popular kid, genuinely. Like, because I was a freshman and you were junior. So I had never done theater before. And so I had met Kaylee. And we had a scene together. This was for the spring play. And I had to, like, you know, work with Kaylee in that scene. And I was standing backstage with her. I'm like, wow, this is a junior? I was like, man, this person's cool. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not even just saying that. Like, I genuinely thought Kaylee was cool. Not thought.
What did you thought?
No, wait. You know what I mean? And so it was, for me, it was kind of crazy because Kaylee was like, I'm not popular. And I was like, what? I thought you were, man. But anyway.
LOL. Did you have any more fun facts for us?
No.
We kind of covered all of them?
Right. Do you have any more?
Well, I actually do.
You do. So, Kaylee's got like 13 more.
I'm a very interesting person. So this one kind of goes for both of us as well. But, and this is just kind of a random little fun fact. We have both pet rhino before.
Right. This is, this is very, it was such a cool experience.
This happened at Disney World. Surprise, surprise.
A lot of our stories.
Yes.
Happened at Disney World.
Disney World. We love Disney World. But anyway, it was at Animal Kingdom, of course, and they had like an extra little tour, and my mommies set us up for that. And they got a pet rhino. Was it Dugan?
I think so. Dugan? Yeah, something like that.
That was the rhino's name. I think the story was that they, like, he was the only, like, the boy of rhinos or whatever, so they were trying to, like, get him up to be, like, the manly man, like, to have more rhinos. And I think they have had more baby rhinos since then, because that was, what, 2019?
Yeah,
that was a while ago,
five years.
Oh, my, 5 years?
5 years, I know, 2019 was 5 years
ago. 5 years? Oh, dear God.
Right? I know, like, time flies.
Anyway.
It was so cool, and yeah, like, because, it also was neat, because we got to go, like, backstage
at
Disney.
To,
like, you know, we're, like, we felt like, we got, like, little name tags, we were VIP, They're like, no photos or anything like mm-hmm. that. It was so cool. So we can't prove it.
Yeah, but trust
you gotta trust me. Yeah, right.
We
yeah,
did.
I don't have any pictures, but it happened. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool. And I, again, those, like, what are they called, the tours?
Well, I forgot what that one was called.
Discovered. No, that's something
the,
else.
The one with, giants is the elephant one, I think.
Okay.
And then, yeah, anyway.
But yeah, these, yeah, if you ever get a chance, highly recommend them because they're, like, super neat to get to see, like, what a normal person doesn't get to see at Disney. Like,
yeah.
We got to see, like, the holding areas for, like, the animals.
Mm-hmm.
They even have behind Animal Kingdom, like, a whole nursery for trees for the entire property. So if, like, if a tree gets damaged, they've got replacement trees backstage, and we got to drive past that. It was super neat. Mm-hmm. It was like you would never guess that Disney has three of every tree that they have on or at least, you know, like yeah. on property, but they do, and it's right there. And we just passed it.
It's Disney,
right? So. I know, it was so neat, but
yeah,
yes, that is.
We could probably talk for 100 episodes about Disney things.
Yeah, like the things we got to see, because like Kaylee said again, like we were cast members for a little bit on our college program, so we got, like, I was at Animal Kingdom, Kaylee was at Animal Kingdom, and then the resorts, so like mm-hmm. we got to see, like, I got to see all of the backstage for Animal Kingdom pretty much
mm-hmm.
and it was so cool, so it was just like such a neat experience to see.
And then even that well, I took Hunter after we started dating, so he went to Disney like twice before that for mm-hmm. vacations, but then my family would kind of go like pretty often because we love Disney and my whole family loves Disney. My mom got my whole family hooked
since
we came out of her I love her for that.
Yep, since a baby, Kaylee's been going, so.
Yes.
Not fair, by the way.
I did not choose it. I'm very thankful for it.
Right, right.
Oh my gosh, I'm so thankful. But anyway, my last little fun fact. Our town has a polka festival every year.
Yep.
Yes,
it is very popular.
Yes, like
people come from around the country.
Yeah, like, to come to this polka festival.
And it's a small town, like 3,000 people.
Yeah, and they have a little grounds that's set up like year round. They have mm-hmm. the grounds set up. They just don't do anything else with it.
Right.
And it's like a Thursday through Sunday, and there's polka bands like rotating in and out of. There's like foods all the time, pierogies, mm-hmm. like typical like Polish stuff.
Yeah.
And then they also do
alcohol.
Lots of alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, it is Wisconsin.
It is Wisconsin. You know what they say.
So yeah, Derry. And they also on Sundays do a parade, which Hunter and I have both marched in for band.
Yeah. Yeah.
The parade.
It is not fun.
Oh, it's not fun. I do not like marching. Again, we can talk about that later.
Right.
But anyway. One year, the year before my senior year, I kind of ran for Polka Queen. And that process was you submitted an application and then you went and you had an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to kind of talk about like how you want to better the world. It was very much like reminded me of Girl Scouts. Like that same kind of vibe, like you want to make the world a better place and you're a girl. And you're feminine, and you're strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polka days.
Yeah. It's a feminine nominal. That's Chapel Roan. Anyway.
Yep, yep.
And, yeah, so it was a really cool experience. And then they kind of announced it in one of the nights. And I was runner-up, so I was not the Polka Queen. But
I was pretty second in command.
Right. Mm-hmm. If she goes down, I'm filling
right,
her shoes.
Right, the vice president for polka day.
So that was cool. So I did get a crown, a sash, and I did get a ride on a parade or on in the parade on a float, where I just sat with all. They also have like a little Miss Polka Queen and mm-hmm. then a junior Miss Polka Queen. So there was a bunch of like little girls that like we had a little fun, like just like waving to the people. It was really cute. It was a good time, and you know I probably shouldn't say this, but it was just me and one other girl who ran for Polka Queen. So it's not like I beat out like hundreds of, it was just me and her, and
Kaylee,
I lost.
You can lie.
I want to be real. These are our people.
Right.
I have to speak the truth. But I can still say I was runner-up.
Right, of course.
I'm not lying when I say that.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely and not. It's still a cool opportunity. How many people saw you? Like 1,000 people?
Yeah.
You know, like, so mm-hmm. I'd say that's pretty neat. And mm-hmm. they were riding on the float with the, what was the name of the song?
The tide is high, but I'm holding on. Anyway,
that's such a bop. I love that song. No, that's really cool. It seems like it'd be a lot of fun to ride around on the float.
Was fun. I also loved polka. I don't know if I'm good at polka. I like to think that I'm good at doing polka.
Right. I mean, people cheer, you know?
But I don't know if it's just they see that like, lady run and then they're like, that's entertaining. I don't know. So, that's kind of what I have to say about that.
Yeah. So, I'm all out of facts. I mean, I'm sure I could find some more, but for right now, we're all out of
There's
facts.
There's nothing else interesting about us.
Yes.
Actually.
No, absolutely not. Don't tune in. I'm just kidding. No. But yeah, that's all I've got for today. What about you, Kaylee?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, so...
We definitely have yapped.
Right. Oh, I'm a yapping king. I can talk for days about anything.
Oh my God, no, I'm not even kidding. Ask anybody who's ever talked to Hunter, and they will agree that he does not shut up.
I don't shut up.
He does
because
not.
Because I hate...
You love to hear yourself.
No. Oh. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel the urge to keep the conversation going. You
okay.
know? And sometimes you gotta talk about yourself to do that. I don't see the issues.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But
anyway.
Yeah. So once again, this was our Kale's over here. This is our first podcast again. So we're gonna see you next time, of course, because you're gonna keep listening. So
thanks for tuning in to Once Upon a Mic.
Absolutely.